New Rochelle has been deemed the epicenter of coronavirus in the U.S. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo implemented a containment zone with a one-mile radius in the Westchester County city, temporarily closing houses of worship and other large gathering facilities until March 25th, and he deployed National Guard troops who have just arrived to assist with cleaning and other activities. I spoke with Westchester County Executive George Latimer about how the county is handling the situation.
Well, the county is a principal player in that we have the Westchester County Department of Health as a partner with the State Department of Health in both administering the tests to determine whether someone has contracted the virus, also in doing the detective work for anybody that has been in contact with someone who has the virus to determine whether they need to have a voluntary, or as it's called, precautionary quarantine, or if they're in a mandatory quarantine, which is a person who has tested positive for the test. So the county health department is engaged in that very directly. We've made available for the National Guard that's coming down from the state the area of Glen Island to be able to queue up and do all the work they have to do to have the National Guard help food distribution and in the cleaning of the various major facilities that are within this corridor that's been designated for additional work. We also, on our own right, have started to postpone a number of different meetings and events that the county is sponsored in order to stay consistent with the idea that the only tool that's available to us right now is to try to keep people away from, you know, excessively large events, which will then therefore involve the passing of the virus. So we've had to postpone the Affordable Housing Expo for the weekend, our airport master plan public meeting, the Westchester Women's Conference that was scheduled for this Friday. And in doing that, we're doing that along with what local governments are doing as well to try to reduce the amount of social contact. This is a difficult thing to do, but, you know, we're trying to do everything we can do practically within our authority. The authority to test is at the state level. The authority to share data is at the state level. And, of course, we all operate under the federal government, hoping that they will become more engaged in this process.
County Executive, do you agree with the governor's decision to implement that containment zone around New Rochelle?
You know, I can understand why the governor did it. In fact, he had heard recommendations from the CDC that was more severe to do something on a larger basis and a more intrusive basis. So I think he struck the right chord between shutting things down on a much more macro level and at least providing a breathing space. The way I view this is sort of the way you do when your phone is on the fridge and you turn it off and you turn it back on. It's called rebooting. That's what we're doing right now. We're trying to reboot in this target area with all of the major houses of worship, the country clubs, whatever other facilities are there that people gather at, to try to make sure there's deep cleaning done, that schools are out for this period of time. It gives us a chance to ensure that there's no virus being tracked on surfaces, and then also to kind of, you know, push off some of the social contacts a little bit more. You know, we're in uncharted territory. There's no roadmap that tells us do this, do that. We haven't seen anything like this in our adult lifetime. And, of course, people who have questions or concerns, they're on social media. They're jumping, you know, miles ahead of where we are. So we find that we have to do everything we can think of just to, you know, try to be responsive.
I heard Assemblymember Amy Paulin, whose district includes New Rochelle, speaking shortly after the governor's announcement earlier this week about the containment zone, that she was kind of surprised, even though she was briefed briefly. She wasn't sure exactly what was closed, what was happening. Do you have clarity about this, and are you fielding a lot of questions about what's going on?
Well, we're certainly getting questions all the time. I mean, the basics of the situation is such. If you live inside this target area, you can come and go as you please if you are not under voluntary or mandatory quarantine. And as I've just described, you're voluntarily quarantined if you've had potentially some exposure or contact to someone with the disease, and mandatory quarantine if you have contracted the disease and tested positive. If you do not fall into those categories, but you live in this neighborhood, this area, you can still come and go as you please. The businesses within this area are still open to operate. I made it a point last night of having dinner in one of the restaurants in that area, just to show that it's safe and secure. The businesses in that area are open, but the major houses of worship that have major facilities, Holy Trinity, a Greek Orthodox Church, has a huge catering hall. Bethel has a number of large group events at their various facility rooms. All of that is what is shut down, along with the schools, and not all the schools. It's Albert Leonard Middle School, Ward Elementary School, and New Rochelle High School. And then on the other side of the zone, it does include some Tuckahoe schools, which are three buildings are shut down. And then it also affects the Twin Lakes horse facility, which is on county-owned property. So I think we have a working idea, Allison, of what this means. But basically, we're implementing it as we go along, and we're trying to be flexible. As realities change, we want to change with those realities because, you know, as I said, there's no roadmap that's accurate and absolute. It's reasonable people trying to make as intelligent a decision as we can make in a relatively stressful circumstance.
Now, you mentioned National Guard troops arriving. What can the public expect?
It's not as if you're going to see National Guard people with checkpoints in and out of an area. They're not there to drive the streets with weaponry on them as if they were dealing with civil unrest. They're there to be a sort of a humanitarian workforce to help us implement some of these things. And, of course, the cost factor matters because for the city of New Rochelle, the county of Westchester, and all of these other institutions, there's nothing budgeted that anticipated this. So having the National Guard come in and the cost of their labor is already picked up by the state, that is a great financial help to all of our entities.
Have your thoughts turned to the county economy and what this could mean? You know, everyone's thinking, oh, my goodness, businesses, restaurants, you know, tax dollars, all of that kind of stuff is going to be reduced. Are you already thinking with a strained budget as it is in Westchester, what this might mean economically, the whole situation?
Yeah, we haven't calculated it, but it's pretty obvious. We're running Department of Health people in overtime situations, multiple days of work. We've got costs for material that we've had to just pay for because you don't put a price tag on how much health you provide. You provide it open-endedly. We also are, you know, the money we're spending to do deep cleaning of facilities of our own, that money was not budgeted. And then you couple it with the fact that people are not spending money right now. The stock market closure is a negative. I think we're going to see a big hit to our budget. Now, the state has allocated $40 million for this purpose. Since we are the center of attention in New York State, we're hopeful that we'll be reimbursed for the cost we put out. The feds have put $8 billion out on the table. Hopefully they don't play politics with it and they give it where the need is greatest. Right now, this cluster in New Rochelle is arguably the greatest cluster of positive cases anywhere in the country. And so we hope that the money from those sources will help us out a little bit.
Sure. And I think I heard you say when you were appearing with Dr. Amler the other evening that as far as working from home, you were going to try to implement that policy in your office as much as you could, as much as was possible.
Right. There's certain positions and certain departments of county government that lend itself to that. If you work in the planning department, there's certain functions within the DPW that are administrative functions, human resources, some information technology positions lend themselves to working at home. Obviously, when you run a prison, people have to be front and center there. When you run a probation department, people have to be front and center there. Police department, front and center. So you don't have equal opportunity across the county government to commute from home. We're happy if we can do that for as large a portion of our workforce as we can.
Westchester County Executive George Latimer was scheduled to stop by a restaurant in Hartsdale this afternoon, O Mandarin, to stand with the Asian American community financially impacted by the coronavirus outbreak. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.